Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 73. Psalm 73 marks the third book of the Psalms, so the whole 150 psalms are split up into separate books, and this is the start of the third one, and it is a psalm of Asaph. And Asaph is someone who we read about as being appointed to lead worship, and you can read about that in 1 Chronicles 16. It says that Asaph and his associates are appointed to give praise to the Lord. So let's read together, and we're going to read it only once today because it's a slightly longer psalm, coming in at 28 verses, and we're going to read from the New King James Version. So let's read. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace, violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance, they have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression, they speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awakes. So, Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So this is Psalm 73, and it starts off by talking about how good God is, but the psalmist is worried. They say, I have almost stumbled, my steps have nearly slipped. And what's caused that? Being envious of the boastful. It can be easy to look into this world and see so many successful people who just don't seem to be doing anything good. When we look at some influencers and some people who are famous, and we can be envious and think, wow, they seem to have everything that they need. They've got money, they've got attention, they've got people around them. And we can become envious and think, well, I'm trying to follow God and it's been difficult. I'm coming up with challenge after challenge. But don't be discouraged. Verse 15, 16, 17, the psalmist says, if I had said, I will speak thus, if I'd have actually said, wow, those wicked people, they sure are doing so well, then I would have been untrue. Remember that when we're looking at people, especially online, we're only seeing highlights. We're seeing a version of people that they want us to see. And so eventually, by verse 17, the psalmist says, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. And we remember that you can have everything in the world, but what good is it, as Jesus said, if you have sold your soul? If you don't have a soul left to enjoy it and to know God and to know his goodness. Because in the end, we all come before God. And I know that by the blood of Jesus, we are saved. It doesn't mean that everything will go right or everything will be easy. Sometimes we think that if we're following God right, then everything will go well for us and that we'll be wealthy and that we'll have all these things that we envy in others. But that's not true, and it's not true for this psalmist. They wouldn't be envious if they also had these things. Sometimes life can be tough and life can be difficult. But even in those times, God is with us. And so the psalmist corrects themselves. They know that in the end, the people who stand with God are the people who will get to live with him. And those who reject God will not. And so the psalmist in verse 21 says, thus my heart was grieved. I was so foolish, I was ignorant. Nevertheless, even though the psalmist knows that they've been ignorant, that they've been foolish, that they've been vexed in their mind, they say, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. It reminds me of the parable of the prodigal son. And the older son gets jealous that the younger son, though he's gone away, he's come back, he's had the fattened bull slain. And he's like, where's my fattened bull? You know, I haven't got any of these things. And the father says that he's always with him and that everything he has is also the older son's. That when we start being envious of the world, we forget about the blessings that we have right in front of us. When we start being envious of the things we see on the news, on social media, or read about, we forget that the presence of the Lord is with us, that he holds us, that he guides us, that he gives us counsel. Whom have we in heaven but the Lord? So I encourage you today, don't look into all the benefits of the world. But remember how good God is. Remember his presence. Know his hand upon you. But it is good, the psalmist says at the end, for me to draw near to God. So draw near to God today. Put your trust in him and declare his works. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.